Achakshuranmiratanjena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutaparakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shibishakan Vitangscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Text. Says 325. Okay, page 191. Sanskrit together. Sakta karmanya vidvangso yata kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvangs tata saktash chakirshur loka sangraham. Translation. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. Text 26. Nabudibedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvang yukta samacharan. Translation. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruit of results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. Text 27. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Translation. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Text 28. Tattvavittu mahabaho gunakarma vibhagoyoho guna guneshu vartanta iti matvastha sajate. Translation. One who is in knowledge of the absolute truth, almighty arm, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification. Knowing well the differences between work and devotion and work for fruit of results. Text 29. Prakriter guna sammudha sajjante guna karmasu tan akritsna vido madan kritsna vinna vichalayet. Translation. Bewildered by the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached. But the wise should not unsettle them, although these duties are inferior due to the performer's lack of knowledge. Text 30. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya dhyatma chetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yujasva vigata jvaraha. Translation. Therefore, Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit, and with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight. Text 31. Ye me matam idam nityam anutishtanti manavaha shradhavanto nusuyanto muchante te pikarmabihi. Translation: those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. Text 32. Ye tve tad abhyas yasyunto nanutishtanti mematam sarvajnana vimudhangstan vidinashtan achetasaha. Translation: but those who, out of envy, disregard these teachings and do not follow them are to be considered bereft of all knowledge, befooled, and ruined in their endeavors for perfection. Text 33. Sadrisham cheshtate svasya prakriter jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. Translation: even a man of knowledge acts according to his own nature, for everyone follows the nature he has acquired from the three modes. What can repression accomplish? Text 34. Indriyasyan indriyarte raga dvesha vyavastitau tayor navasham agachet to hyasya paripantano. Translation: there are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. One should not come under the control of such attachment and aversion because they are stumbling blocks on the path of self-realization. Text 35. Shreyan svadharmo viguna paradharmat svanustitat svadharme nidanam shreya paradharmo bhayavaha. Translation: it is far better to discharge one's prescribed duties, even though faultily, than another's duties perfectly. Destruction in the course of performing one's own duty is better than engaging in another's duties, for to follow another's path is dangerous. Going back to text 25. Sakta karmanya vidvangso yata kurvanti bharata. Translation: as the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not conducive to development of Krishna consciousness. He may even act exactly like the ignorant person who is too much attached to material activities, but one is engaged in such activities for the satisfaction of his sense gratification, whereas the other is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is required to show the people how to act and how to engage the results of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Just like Srila Prabhupada wanted that the devotees should institute the Varnashram, and he wanted them to play the parts themselves. And he said that even though a Vaishnava, he's above all these designations, but in order to play the part, to set the example for the materialistic persons, they should play the roles. Someone should play the role of Brahmana, someone should play the role of Kshatriya, someone should play the role of Vaishya and Shudra, etc. And this way, they will make Varnashram work, and then the ordinary persons, they will see how the Varnashram works very nicely, and then they'll also be engaged. So in that way, it will be a gradual opportunity for them to become elevated. That's the idea. That even though they're devotees, and they have nothing to do really with Varnashram, but to set the example for the others. Like Prabhupada once, he was sitting on the Vyasasana. So one devotee was doing some cleaning the floor, and apparently the devotee didn't seem to know how to do it. So Prabhupada got off the Vyasasana and showed how to clean the floor. Now, it doesn't mean that Prabhupada's a cleaning man, a janitor or, you know, something like that. He's Paramahansa par excellence. But for teaching, he got down on the floor and showed how to clean. And that's the point of this verse, that to set the example. And even Krishna does this. Krishna is God Almighty. He doesn't have anything to do. As he explains in Bhagavad Gita, there is no work for me. I have nothing to perform. But still, when he comes as Krishna, or as Lord Ramachandra, or as Lord Chaitanya, he sets the example for others to follow. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat eve taro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas taranavartite. Whatever actions are performed by a great person, common men follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So Lord Krishna showed how to offer respects to seniors, to his parents. He carried, even as a little child, he carried Nanda Maharaj's shoes on his head for his father, because as a child he wanted to serve his father, so he brought his shoes on his head. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed the example of worshipping Krishna as a devotee. And Lord Ramachandra, he showed the example of being a perfect grihastha, perfect king. He followed all the scriptural injunctions. If even the Lord himself sets the example for others, then what to speak of the Vaishnavas? They also set the example for others. Going on, text 26. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person, should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. So, we find so many people are working, but they're a little bit inclined towards Krishna consciousness. So what to do? Should we tell them, stop working, go and take sannyas, go to the Himalayas, or sit down and meditate, or something like that? No. Won't work. They won't be able to do it. We've seen TM. They tried to get people to meditate. 15 minutes a day, that's about what the maximum they can. It's about as much as they can get. And even that meditation isn't really meditation, because they don't control the mind. They let the mind also wander. So if someone can't meditate for even 15 minutes a day, then how's he going to stop all the activities and give up everything? It's not possible. Therefore, Krishna says, don't tell them to stop working, but engage them in works of devotion. Prabhupada was, of course, a master at that. There's a story about they introduced him. They said, Prabhupada, here's this one man, young man, he's been coming. He wasn't even really a devotee fully yet. He was coming. He was a newcomer. And they said, he's an architect. Prabhupada said, yes, please sit down and draw a drawing of the temple. So he drew the temple, and he made the design, and then Prabhupada engaged him in building it. And then he said, okay, now, very good. Good job. Now, draw this other temple. Do that. That was how Prabhupada engaged people. He was an architect. All right. Yeah, very good. Draw this. Make this temple. There was one devotee. He was very artistic and also very practical in carpentry and everything. So Prabhupada engaged him. He made the first Vyasasan, if I'm not mistaken. And then he made other things. And so many. Prabhupada gave him the nickname Vishvakarma. He had a different name, initiated name, but then Prabhupada gave him a nickname, Vishvakarma, means the architect of the demigods. He was encouraging him, yes, you're doing this nice work. Or someone was an artist, all right, paint pictures of Krishna. Set up your, like Jadarani, the first lady in our movement, she was an artist of sorts, you could say. And Prabhupada had her set up her easel and start painting pictures of Krishna and the spiritual master. So this is how to engage everyone in there in some service that is good for them and good for everyone. Now, of course, in the mind, everyone's thinking, well, what do I like to do? So what? Why am I being engaged in book distribution? I'm not a salesman. What am I? I'm a musician. I should be, you know, engaged in making rock music or something like that. Well, he did that with George Harrison. George Harrison was, of course, already, and the Beatles were famous musicians, and he engaged them in making music for Krishna. And he told them, I have many... many, many songs I can give you, and you can make songs. So, whatever we can do, whatever will be best for spreading Krishna consciousness and for my advancement. And of course, the spiritual master knows what's best for us. He knows how to engage us. It might be the best thing for us to clean the floor. That might be a very good service for us. It might help us become very humble. And it might engage us in an activity that's pleasing to the Lord. Doing the needful is also an activity in devotional service. Prabhupada used that. That was a slogan he used. Do the needful. Whatever's needed for pleasing Krishna. That's what Prabhupada did. He would do anything that was needed. We're reading every morning how Prabhupada, first he was a householder. He was trying to make money for spreading Krishna consciousness. Then he was writing back to Godhead magazine. Then he was distributing them, selling them. Then he took sannyas. Then he was publishing books, then distributing the books. Then he thought, I should go to the West. So then he tried to get someone to donate a ticket. He ended up getting a ticket. He just heard about that. She said, all right, I'll give you a ticket to America on one of my steamships. So whatever was required, if it meant going to the bank, he would go to the bank. If it meant carrying the packages of paper himself, he would carry them himself. He didn't mind. Whatever was pleasing to Krishna. Text 27. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. No one should be proud of their achievements because actually, what is that achievement? Let's say one man, he runs very quickly and he wins the Olympic Games for running very fast. He's thinking, I'm very qualified, I did this running. But did he actually do the running? No. The body did the running. Because if it were for the soul doesn't have to use a body like this to run around. The soul can travel on very fast, faster than the speed of mind even. So if it had been the soul's ability to travel, he could have just thought about the going to the finish line, and he goes, I made it. I already finished. I don't have to run. But no, it's the body running. And how does the body work? The body is conducted by the three modes of material nature, as described here. In other words, he has a body that is a combination of passion and ignorance and goodness, and therefore this particular body can run faster than other bodies, maybe more passion, so he can run faster. A person in the mode of goodness may think, what's the use in running around like this, running around the circle, spending my time? Why should I waste my lifespan? He knows that however many breaths, I have a certain number of breaths to live, and if I waste them running around in circles, then my life is going to be shortened. So why should I waste my time? And a person in the mode of ignorance, he's too lazy to run around. So they say, okay, run around. He says, why should I run around? He's too lazy. There's a story about a lazy man. There was the king. King said, I want to find out some really lazy persons. And if they're really lazy, then I'll give them a reward. So he announced that all lazy persons should come and the king will give a reward. So, hundreds and hundreds of lazy people came to get the reward. But he wanted to test them to see if they were truly lazy. So he put them in a building and then he set the building on fire. So the building was on fire and everyone left except two men. And there were two men there, and one of them said, it's getting hot. And the other said, if it gets too hot, just shift and, to the other side. If it gets too hot on one side, just shift over to the other side. So then the king, he gave them a reward. He said, these are truly lazy men. So a lazy man, he's not going to run around in circles. And a person in ignorance is not going to run around in circles. It's the person in passion who wants to be. That means, according to the three modes of material nature, he has a particular body that's very passionate and it's designed well. It's, the legs have to be long enough and he has to have the good lungs. If he doesn't have good lungs, he can't do it. If he doesn't have good heart, he can't. So it's all according to the modes of material nature, according to his past activities. But he shouldn't think that I'm so great that I've become the greatest runner. It's material nature has given him his machine. He has a machine that can run quickly. Just like if someone's driving in a Mercedes and he overtakes, a little mini miner or some small car, and he's very proud. Look, I went faster than the other car. But it's just the machine he has. He shouldn't be proud. It's not his machine. He doesn't own it. He's just allowed to drive in it. So similarly, there's a saying, don't be proud of borrowed plumes. You know what that means? You know what plumes are? Plumes are feathers. So if someone dresses up, he borrows someone else's feathers, and he decorates himself very nicely, and he goes out, and everyone says, "Oh, wow, you really look great." Or if he's wearing someone else's clothes. Have you ever done that? You borrowed someone else's clothes, and everyone says, "Wow, those are great." And he goes, "Yeah." But actually, they're not even his clothes. So what is the use in being proud? You see my point? So this body is not ours. So if someone says, "Wow, you really, it's great, you ran the race," but it's not my body. It's not my machine. Someone else's. So why should I be proud of the accomplishments of someone else's machine? Going on to the next text. 28. One who is in knowledge of the absolute truth, Almighty Armed, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification, knowing well the differences between work and devotion and work for fruitive results. Can read the purport. The knower of the absolute truth is convinced of his awkward position in material association. He knows that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and that his position should not be in the material creation. Yes, this is the point. Because he has so much knowledge, he can't forget this knowledge. And therefore, he's not interested in any mundane activities. If someone says, "Would you like to go and play miniature golf?" He says, what do I have to do with that? I have a very short time here. My life is very short. My time is going by very quickly. And I have to achieve I have to perfect myself if I want to get out of this material world and go back to the spiritual world. That's my real home. He doesn't get caught up. It's like a child. Child may be sent to the store to purchase something, and then if he sees a carnival, he gets all attracted to the carnival and he spends the money and he gets exploited. But a more mature person, he knows, I better not look at this carnival very much. I don't have much time. I have to get back and I can't spend any money. He's more intelligent. So the intelligent persons, they don't waste their time on anything in the material world. Even if it seems like it's so important, it's like everyone's worried about the war, terrorism. So it seems like it's such an important thing that everyone should be absorbed in that. Everyone should be thinking about it. Everyone should know all the latest terrorist acts. They even have quizzes now. Quizzes, news quiz, to make sure that you know all the news of the day. If you don't know all the news of the day, you're more or less, you're kind of considered lower level. They make these things very important. But an intelligent person, a person in knowledge of the absolute truth, he considers, what is the news? It's like every day in the ant community, there's so many things that happen, right? So many ants die. So many new ants are born. So many ants brought back different foods to the anthill. Isn't it? And maybe some group of ants, they lifted something extraordinarily heavy for their size. And they brought it back. And so many ants got stepped on and a horrible disaster. 462 ants got wiped out in a big, what they thought was an earthquake. Actually, all it was, one man walking down the street. They thought it was a huge catastrophe. But we don't care about that news. If there was an ant newspaper, probably very few people would buy copies. They'd say, why should I? I don't care what happened in the ant civilization. Well, someone was elected the top ant amongst the... Who cares which ant? I can't even tell them apart even. Why should I care which ant is elected the president? I can't, if I look at them, I can't even tell the difference. And even if one ant lifted a little bit more weight than the other ant, I don't care because it's such a small amount. It's so insignificant. So similarly, our news is about as interesting to anyone who has intelligence or any higher beings. They think that our news is just as ridiculous as the ant news or germ news. For the ants, even germ news may be unimportant. They may think, we're ants, why do we care about germs? So we're also very insignificant. And our activities in this world are so insignificant. Our lifetimes are so... They go by so quickly. We're thinking we live a long time. You know, we're 70 years, we're thinking it's really a long time. Someone lives 70 years, it's like, you know, someone's dying. Well, he lived 70 years. It's a good achievement. But 70 years... In the daytime of Brahma, what is it? Brahma's one day is Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Aharyad Brahmano Vidu. So that means 1,000 ages taken together equals Brahma's one day. I mean, an age is 4,300,000 years, solar years, times 1,000 means 4,300,000,000 years. Divide that by 12 hours. Was it 4 billion divided by 12? All right, make it by 10. So 400 million. Okay, 400 million solar years equals his 1 hour. 400 million years. So divide that by 60. 400 million divided by 60. Knock off a zero, 40 million then. Then divide that by... Okay, so 6 million years equals his 1 minute. 6 million years equals his 1 minute. And then divide that by 60. Off 10 would be 600,000. So 100,000 years equals his 1 second. And you're living 70 years. It's not even a second. Just such a small for Brahma. And Brahma's whole life is just one exhalation of Mahavishnu, and one exhalation is his whole life. So what is that in eternity? It's nothing in eternity. Eternity is forever. So bubbles in a cosmic ocean, you know, a bubble comes up. And it lasts for some time and then it pops and that's it. So our life is like that. It's so insignificant. Yet we're becoming so enwrapped thinking that it's so important that I have to get this job and I... But actually these things are all insignificant and they have no importance. The only thing that's important is that whatever I do on the eternal platform, that's important. And that's devotional service. Therefore, anything in devotional service is very important because it's eternal. And anything that is not in devotional service has no value. It has no meaning even. It's just a complete waste of time. What? Waste of time? I raised my family and I taught them, they got jobs, now my son's a doctor, my daughter's a nurse, and so many nice things. It has no importance. No, what is the importance? It's all going to be washed away with time when Mahavishnu inhales or when Brahma. So what is the value of all these things? We have to see in with the vision of eternity, not just in terms of the immediate, get caught up in this illusion. It's called Maya. Okay, the next verse, 29. Whoops. Yeah. Well, one more. Bewildered by the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached. But the wise should not unsettle them, although these duties are inferior due to the performer's lack of knowledge. We already discussed that. Therefore, O Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit, with no claims to proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight. Well, we have to fight or perform our duty without attachment to the results. We can't claim that I'll do this as long as I get something back. I'll do this service, but what am I going to get from it? What you're going to get is love for Krishna. You may say, well, that's not tangible enough. I want some reward. Well, then that's not pure devotional service. If you want something back for your service, then that's material. But if you just want to serve for the sake of serving, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to serve Krishna without trying to get anything back. Nothing material. So I think that's... Thank you very much. Bhagavad Gita as it is, ki jai.